This week is National Science Week. It's an annual celebration of the wonders of science and technology, with hundreds of events being staged all over the country to get people involved in science. This year, they want to focus on the incredible achievements being made by women in the field. And we're joined by Dr. Monica Nolan. She's an epidemiologist and wastewater surveillance expert. Dr. Nolan, how are you today?
Fantastic, thank you.
That's the way. Epidemiology, that's a term that I'd never heard of before about 2 years ago.
Exactly. Now people can pronounce it.
Yeah, that's a very good point. What got you interested in the field? How did you find yourself there?
It's been a meandering journey. I guess when I was growing up, I sort of wanted to do something that would make a difference in the world and improve people's lives. And, I sort of went through medicine, then public health and epidemiology, and ended up working in, war zones and frontline on the HIV/AIDS pandemic in Africa, and now back in Australia responding to COVID. So it's been a pretty exciting career.
I guess, and I know this doesn't sound right, but I kind of forget about HIV/AIDS after what we went through in the 80s, because COVID has been in the forefront of our mind. So we're always seem to be dealing with some kind of a pandemic, don't we?
Yeah, we've been dealing with HIV and tuberculosis also for a long time. But yeah, COVID has changed our world, hasn't it?
Very much so. Did you grow up with an interest in science?
No, I certainly, liked maths and science, but I thought it was pretty abstract and, not very useful. And I enjoyed some of the other subjects as well. But going further on in my career, I've certainly found that you can actually have lots of impact, and it's really interesting to solve problems.
Well, you've definitely solved one particular problem, or certainly had your impact, the COVID wastewater surveillance program. Now, again, this is something that we all sort of discovered during the height of their pandemic, but you were involved in developing that.
Yeah, me and a lot of other people around Australia and around the world. But it's an old sort of approach that we used in polio a long time ago. And some clever people thought, yeah, it might have an application to COVID, and it certainly does.
It most definitely does. If for no other reason, it gives us a bit of a hint that it's popping up here and there. I'd certainly remember, again, during the height of COVID, that we would hear reports from up in Scone or other parts of the Upper Hunter where it seemed to be detected. And most people would ask the same question: how could they possibly know? How does that sort of technology work? Can you explain it in the simplest of forms?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I think one of the key things is that the analytic techniques now are so sensitive. We can pick up, even a single infection in a population of more than 100,000 people. The lab analysis tools are so sensitive. And then with the sewage system, you've got access to, samples that come from, a community, a population of people that live in a particular area. Put the two things together, and as you say, you can have that early detection and recognise, hey, there's somebody actually infected with COVID somewhere in this community from the sewage results.
Monica, if there's any little girls or boys, for that matter, too, around the Upper Hunter who has an interest in science, what would you recommend they do if they wanted to follow your path, for example?
Well, I think that the events that are being put on for Science Week is a great place to start. So, jump on scienceweek.net.au to find out what's happening in your area. But I just really encourage, particularly girls and young women, consider a career in science, whether that's in engineering or medicine or technology. There's so many different areas, and you really can make a difference in the world.
Must be fascinating for you.
No, it's been an interesting path.
Hey, Dr. Monica Nolan, thank you very much for joining us for National Science Week. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.